I'm excited to be here and be able to share. Lord, just thank you for your words. Lord, spiritual words to go with spiritual thoughts, God. Just speak your heart in Jesus' name. Amen. So I had a little situation happen in my world here recently. And kind of leading to this, that there's a way that seems right to a man, but it only leads to death. And I've thought about that scripture a lot because if it seems right to us, then in the moment when we're making a decision about something or whatever, it seems like that it would be the right thing to do, but it only leads to death, which means I would have to think that that scripture means something along the lines of, there's a way that seems right to the lost man that only leads to death. And when I say lost, I don't mean like that you're not saved or whatever. I mean you're thinking with carnal thinking. And when you're thinking with carnal thinking, it may seem right or even feel right for a moment, but it leads to death. Like scripture talks about, if you walk along the same side of the street with folly, which is foolishness and so forth, that you'll actually reap that, right? So we had a situation recently, and in the situation, I really wanted this person to do one thing. And I was kind of locking my heels in on it, okay? It wasn't like saying it vocally to them because I know it had to be their choice, but I was really kind of locking my heels in on it. And I was up talking to the Lord this morning, and all of a sudden I just said, Lord, this is not you. What I think, even though it legally would be a right thing to do, at some point I just knew the lack of peace that I had, the lack of just the, there was a legal right to do one thing, but that's not what God was saying to do, okay? So I had to step back and just say, Lord, I repent. I just surrender my will to you. I just surrender what I think. Because scripture talks about getting wisdom at all cost, finding understanding at all cost. And when he's talking about that scripture, when even in Proverbs, when it refers to wisdom as a person, it refers to understanding as a being, you know? Because we all know that God is wisdom, and his way is perfect, his thoughts are perfect, his perspective is perfect. But he pointed out the importance of seeking wisdom, his way. That's really what we're looking for, is his way. Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing here? Because Jesus didn't do anything without knowing what the Father was saying. He didn't say, he said, I don't say anything but what the Father says, and I don't do anything but what God does. He never made a move without first finding out what his Father was saying. He walked in absolute perfect wisdom. Wisdom guards our way. Wisdom guards our going out and our coming in. It causes us to be confident. It causes us to be secure when we walk in godly wisdom, when we walk in God's way. God's ways, the path gets kind of narrow. It says, narrow is the path. Few go there. Wide is the path to destruction, and many go there. Many go there. And I'm not talking about heaven or hell. I'm talking about your everyday life, just based solely on, instead of seeking out, and I was almost making a terrible mistake, y'all. Instead of seeking out God's way. And when it talks about it in scripture, it's not just saying, just do a little prayer and ask for a little bit of grace on the decision that you make. No, it says seek for it with everything in your being. And when the scripture in Hebrews, it says strive to enter in, like, you put forth effort to enter into that rest. Wisdom will cause you to walk in rest, okay? It says seek for it like it is precious jewel. It is the most precious thing. You bind it around your neck and you don't let it go. the ways of God, okay? Because it'll guard you, it'll protect you, you'll make the right choices. The end, even when it's dark and scary, the end will end in prosperity for you. Whatever it is you're doing will end with success. So I had to sit there and just really go, no, Lord, you know the beginning from the end. So what are you saying here? And it's not wisdom to always choose the most legalistic thing. You know, like, this is okay. Like, God made provision here. This is okay. It's not wisdom to choose that. It is wisdom to go after the Father and say, what are you saying? I think, give you an example of God's wisdom, is how we love each other. Scripture says, bless those who persecute you. Pray for those who are horrible to you or do mean things to you. Walk in unconditional love and forgiveness. Not just something you say, but how do you treat that person? That's God's wisdom. Because he knows if we don't walk in his kind of love, if we treat each other just any old way, he knows that if we do that, that's just gonna end in destruction for ourselves. And this is just a side note, but bitterness, for instance, which is what you get when you don't walk in God's wisdom and how he loves. It says bitterness literally makes you sick physically. It literally makes you sick physically. Whereas wisdom, it talks about God's wisdom makes ourselves alive. It gives our, even our bodies, our physical bodies, it gives it, what's the word, health, is what I'm trying to say. It actually produces health in you. You don't really find a lot of people who walk in a lot of joy. When you find people that walk in a lot of joy, you don't see a lot of, this is gonna sound weird. It's not that people don't have health issues, but that's not what dominates them. When you find someone that's just really pressing into the Lord and they're dominated by joy, that's just not what's coming out of their mouth every time you see them, right? But anyway, it's really, really easy to want something so bad or to want someone so bad that you really don't want to surrender and hear the Lord. But y'all, if we live a life day in and day out, not surrendering those areas to God and not allowing him to be Lord, if we don't surrender that, we literally will find ourselves, it's not that God deserts us, but we find ourselves in a place where we're not able to hear it in that moment when we need it. I know that the Lord is faithful and he will bring all things back around. He will work all things for your good, even when you mess up. But there's a way that we can walk where we don't have to mess up, where we don't have to go through those destructive periods. It all comes in surrender, and then seeking him, seeking his wisdom, his ways, and doing it his way every day with everything in your being is just seeking his way. It talks about in Hebrews to throw off those things that hold you back. You can be held back. You can make wrong choices. You can end up in a place of just reaping foolishness. God will pick you up and he will set you up, but you don't have to go through that. We can really, literally go after him with everything in our being. And here's the deal. He said, we all know that Jesus said, if you seek me, you will find me. But he also, very clear in scripture, in Proverbs says, if you will seek wisdom, if you will seek my ways, if you will seek understanding, which is seeking him, you will find them. I will cause you to know the way. I will cause you to know the way. I will cause you to know your choices, where you should, what you should choose, where you should go, what you should do. And so that's our promise too, is that if we seek him with everything in our being, if we look for God's way, he will tell us and show us his way. And that's the most precious thing we have, because God's ways protects us. It's not about him being mad at us. It's not about being legalistic. It's about protection. He came so that we would have abundant life. But abundant life comes His way, doing it His way, not doing it our way. And so sometimes, like this particular situation, I don't know how it's going to end, but I do know how we're going to walk it out. And I do know because of that, God's going to cause it to work out for all of our good. And I do not, and I refuse, by the grace of God, who shakes me to wake me, to let the enemy choose my way for me, you know? So if we take our time, y'all, and we go after God with everything we have in our being, we will find Him. We will find what He's saying. If you've got a situation, don't react. Don't move faster than God's moving. Slow down. He's going to be on time. And you just go after Him with everything that you have in your being until He makes the good way known to you. Amen.